The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I was going to try to steer clear of politics today, but during the break, I checked my Twitter feed, and I see a tweet from Donald Trump. Whoa, what a surprise. Anyway, it's a tweet featuring the ceremony at the White House today of the first responders, particularly police in Dayton, Ohio, as well as some in Texas. But he had a ceremony at the White House where he recognized these heroes, and he gave them the highest civilian award possible at the White House. So that, you know, and if you're familiar with Twitter, it gives you how many minutes ago this was tweeted. So that was 27 minutes ago. Donald Trump, to every one of the heroes we recognize today, thank you and God bless you all. That was 27 minutes ago. 1 minute later, 28 minutes ago, John Kasich, at John Kasich. While many Americans are consumed with the daily actions of Donald Trump, the truth is, we can change the world right where we live. Here are some inspiring stories of people living a life bigger than themselves. Everyday heroes. While many Americans are consumed with the daily actions of Donald Trump, that's all I ever see John Kasich tweeting about. Donald Trump did this. Can't take this. Oh, my goodness. I am ashamed to be a Republican, blah, blah, blah. John Kasich is obsessed with Donald Trump. But then since Trump is getting some positive press coverage because he's awarding these heroes right here in Ohio, John Kasich can't take it. Well, we don't want to put any attention on Donald Trump. There are everyday heroes. And let me tell you who the real heroes are. Oh, my goodness. Oh, give it up. Give it up. Nah, I won't say it. I won't go there. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. I love this story. I love this story. It's out of Canada. Chick-fil-A has entered into the international market, and I believe for the first time. They have gone outside the borders of the United States. Their first international location is in Toronto, Canada. And there were protesters. Yes. And what's fascinating, I have seen the protesters featured in lots of the mainstream media. Some PETA people, you know, people for the ethical treatment of animals, had a die-in because chickens had to die. So they had a die-in on the sidewalk. And then there was a radical LGBTQ group because they are spouting the lie that Chick-fil-A is discriminatory. They're not. There's no evidence of that, no proof whatsoever that Chick-fil-A has ever discriminated against anybody. But anyway, here's what I love. For the opening day, there were protesters, but the protesters were outnumbered over 100-1. Yeah, for every protester, there were over 100 customers. Signs held by the protesters, one reading, "Chick-fil-A is full of homophobia." You have any proof of that? You have any evidence of that? Can you state a case where a discrimination lawsuit has been filed against Chick-fil-A for discriminating? Yeah, no. One of the protesters said, we just want to make the population of Toronto aware of where their money is going if they decide to support this establishment. Yeah. Long, long, long lines of customers and a handful of protesters. This is the crazy thing about Chick-fil-A. The more people protest, the better Chick-fil-A does. The more controversy surrounding Chick-fil-A, the better they do. The more colleges that try to boycott them and kick them out, the better they do. The more airports that try to kick them out of the airport, the more profits, the more stores. I guess I have a tendency to spiritualize almost everything, but it just looks like the hand of God is on Chick-fil-A. And the more opposition they receive, the better they do. And that's, it is an important lesson. And I know this will offend a few of you. This is a lesson that our president could learn. Chick-fil-A never fights back. They just keep doing what they're supposed to do. They never fight back. They never do. They never defend themselves. They never fight back. They don't write editorials. People are lying about us. I've never once seen that from Chick-fil-A. And in fact, in this case, the general manager of this Toronto Chick-fil-A put out a press release and says, everybody's welcome here. If the protesters want to come in and have some chicken, we will treat them with respect and honor. And folks, that's a lesson that all of us who follow Christ can learn. Almost never is it beneficial to defend ourselves. Almost never. That's why I tell people on social media, Twitter, don't get into a Twitter war with someone. On Facebook, don't get into a Facebook war with someone. I see that all the time, back and forth. People are people. People are fallen. And it rarely, rarely, rarely is beneficial to defend yourself. I pastored for 25 years. Had wonderful people in our church. Just wonderful people. Oh, but we had some stinkers. Boy, did we ever. I keep saying it. Where there's light, there's bugs. And when I was much younger, I felt like I had to defend myself. Every false accusation, every rumor, and there's not a pastor on planet Earth that there haven't been false charges, rumors, false accusations. Rarely is it beneficial to defend yourself. Just rarely. Under certain circumstances, I suppose that it would be appropriate and proper and so forth, but it's rare. Let God take care of it. And, we were talking about the film Overcomer. The whole theme of the film is on our identity in Christ, and the reason we as Christians usually want to defend ourselves is purely out of pride and the fact that we don't understand that our acceptance is primarily by God because of the finished work of Christ. Our acceptance is not determined by people and what people say about us. If you fret constantly about what people say about you, what people think about you, you're going to be a miserable person. Focus on your identity in Christ. Stop trying to defend yourself. Chick-fil-A is a gleaming example of that. I don't know of any company in America that has been attacked more brutally than Chick-fil-A. And yet they keep rising in the charts. Last year was the best year they've ever had. Proclaimed number one drive-thru in America. The third largest fast food company in America. They went from seventh to third in just 1 year. Voted the fan favorite. Number one favorite fast food restaurant in America this year. I started to say, in spite of the vicious attacks, it may be because of. Anyway, it's a lesson we can all learn. Or relearn. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, to be honest, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this story just because I'm sick. Just sickening. And so I don't want to, seriously, I don't want to devote a whole lot of time. There is a 26-page expose in USA Today about Portsmouth, Ohio, and what's going on concerning human trafficking. It's 26 pages long. Here's the headline. Trapped and trafficked, officials in small Ohio town accused of sex trafficking underage girls. And that small town is Portsmouth, Ohio. Portsmouth, Ohio. And sadly, the people that are accused, and again, innocent until proven guilty, law enforcement officials. The major person accused is Philip Malone, who was fired from the Portsmouth City Probation Department for just cause. Before that, he was doing other law enforcement work. The Cincinnati Inquirer spent 2 months investigating the claims against he and his brother. Well, let me read a part of it. The Inquirer spent the last 2 months investigating the claims against the Malone brothers after publishing the results of a year-long investigation into allegations of sex trafficking here against former Portsmouth councilman Michael Meerman and others. So you got law enforcement and a city councilman in Portsmouth all accused. None of them have been convicted yet. But again, USA Today has devoted 26 pages to expose this horrible sex trafficking ring down in southern Ohio. Mark Malone and Phil Malone have been charged with multiple charges from forgery to sex trafficking and so forth. Anyway, then it gives in details some of the young girls who were victims of this, transported all over the state of Ohio and into other states to literally become sex slaves with other people. And it's just a probation officer, law enforcement, city councilman. If they're guilty, if they are found guilty, they need to spend a long, long, long time in prison. Just, there's nothing more despicable than taking advantage of young children. But Ohio is part of the epicenter, and most of you know this. Ohio is part of the epicenter. Columbus, huge problem. Toledo is basically ground zero. And now we're finding out that Portsmouth has a terrible problem as well. And it reminds all of us that we need to be diligent, that if we see anything suspicious, if we hear of things children that are being exploited, we need to speak up. Now, leave that very distasteful thing to a really cool story. A really cool story. The headline, Ex-Liberty University Worship Leader Details Long Journey in Overcoming Dark Seas of Unbelief. I've never heard of him, but his name is Justin Kinsel. He was nominated for a Dove Award. He was one of the worship leaders at Liberty University until he was fired. And in the article, it doesn't say why he was fired, but he became very bitter because he was fired by Liberty. He lost his job, lost his livelihood, lost his ministry, and for a time felt that he was agnostic. We're hearing things like this over and over again recently. So he got angry at God and thinks he just becomes an agnostic. Then a Word Faith Prosperity Gospel Church heard that he was out of work, and they offered him a job as a worship leader. Now, get this. He's agnostic. He doesn't even know whether God exists. And a Word Faith Prosperity Gospel Church offers him a job as a worship leader. And so at first, this young man thinks, well, God really is real. So I'm a worship leader again. I got a job. And then he begins to see that these prosperity gospel word faith preachers are fleecing the flock, flying around in multi-million-dollar jets and so forth. And he begins to become very, very disillusioned again. But now he has lost all hope. Then he begins really seeking God. God opens his eyes to the false theology of these TV evangelists and so forth in this church that he was in. He gets into a solid Bible-believing church and becomes a real disciple of Christ for the first time in his life. Now remember, he was a full-time worship leader twice. That was his job. That was his employment. Twice. But he was not a real disciple of Jesus. And so now he is in a solid Bible-believing church, and he's written a wonderful, wonderful piece for the Christian Post. And I hope you'll read it. It's the story of Justin Kinsel. It's a great story. It really is. It's a great, great story with a wonderful ending. Not all of those stories end well. All right, we're going to end this segment, and I hope we end well. But then we'll begin another segment in just a few minutes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.